Welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast, where we talk about all the awesome sauce that's happened in the world of Pokemon Go. It's some of the not-so-awesome sauce sometimes. I am the Rock God of Podcasting, Charles McFall. And right there is Joe underscore Ard. How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good.
Oh, not just good. Not real good. Why are you real good?
Because it's a great day.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Great day to be alive?
Yeah. It's just great. It's a wonderful day.
What? Okay. He's not going to elaborate, people. I don't know what to tell you. So, Joe's great. I'm doing so-so. We're going to jump right on into it and get this thing rolling. We do have a speak pipe to play tonight. So, that's a good thing to look forward to. I'm excited about it. But first, the experience of the week. And, you know, I edit this thing so fast and produce it, I always forget to put the echo in on the random trivia. So we got to just start doing it ourselves on live, like, yeah, no, trivia, or something. I don't know. Joe, what has been your experience this week?
Like a lot of us, we've been catching several new Pokemon, so that is always
fun. Wait, there's new
fun.
There's new Pokemon?
Do you even see it's not do people even play this game anymore? Does Charles even play this game anymore?
I like to troll people sometimes.
I'm curious to know which of the new Pokemon is your favorite, but you know.
Well, I have to look at which ones I've caught and then tell you from there, because I don't know all of it.
I did catch a new shiny this week. And another, well, not a new shiny. I've actually already got one, but shiny Pineco. So that was fun. And I grabbed one of the new regionals for our area, for the western half of the world. What was its name? The little green fish dude.
You're giving me grief, and you call a little green fish. I have rubbed off on you way too much, Joe.
He is a little green fish, dude. He's Basculin.
You did to harass first, and now you don't remember names. We need to bring Ibbot back, and then you'll go back to being regular Joe. You've been influenced by my dark side way too much on this.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to argue with bringing Ibbot back, except Ibbot. I think he's way too busy right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, so Nicole says, this new wave messed with my brain because I got a Switch plus Pokemon Sword for Christmas, and I already caught most of them in Sword. And then she called me a dirty name. You do not have the high ground, Nicole. Just saying. Anyway, so what else? I see you got a Venipede.
Yeah, so of the new ones, I got a Venipede. I did get a Party Hat Wurmple finally. It's not purple, but, you know, it is Party Hat Wurmple.
What's the little blue symbols? Is that buddies that you've been working on?
No, that's what happens when you put Pokemon in gyms.
Oh,
yours would be red symbols.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. It's been a while since I've even given a crap about trying to put a Pokemon in the gym.
I nabbed a Karrablast. And I've got a bunch of time poles and Shelmets and
Timpoli, like timpani.
What are you talking about? You're so crazy.
They are not time poles. This is not a Doctor Who podcast. It's Timpoli, like timpani.
But
and if I'm wrong, it's Niantic's
fault. They're tadpoles. Look at it.
I'm looking it up.
Merrick Primer.
I am. Shut up, Primer. You're wrong. It's dumb.
Nicole says Timpole.
Timpoli is much better name. Don't you agree? Everybody, show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. Tell me, Timpoli is a better name than Timpole. I get it's a tadpole. What's the Tim? Is this your random trivia? It better be your random trivia, because now you've brought some controversy to our happy home, Joe.
It's Timmy.
Oh, my God.
You doing okay over there, Charles?
I think it's dumb. No, I'm not doing okay. I think it's dumb.
You're experiencing some technical difficulties?
No. There's nothing technical about it.
Timmy. Anyway, so now that we're done with Timmy, what was your experience of the week?
This headache of a freaking podcast. So much.
You're so dramatic.
Sometimes. That's what you love about me. Let me pull up my photos because I took screenshots of myself so I'd remember what I did this week. And then I'll go into my recent as well and see where are my photos. Okay, so I gave birth to a gullet. So I'm very happy about that.
I don't have a gullet yet.
Oh, I'm now getting closer to the 1%.
Ironically, the one time I saw the shadow on my nearby list,
yeah,
it was at my work while I was several blocks away at a museum with my kids.
Okay, and you couldn't go. Obviously, you couldn't break away and do that.
Well, and it was the middle of the night. My work was closed.
Oh, okay. Now, Nicole's kind of adding to this argument. Your poll from Tadpole Tim from tympanic membrane eardrum because of sound and stuff. Timpoli would still fit better with that. I will stand by my name. My pronunciation of that name is much better than the stupid official one. But that's not what you asked me. You asked me about that. So, yeah, I got a gullet. So that was very cool. I got a Timpoli as well. Venipede. And a Lee. Oh, yeah. I did.
So Timpoli's kind of creepy. It's like a face with headphones and a tadpole tail.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's just, I don't know.
Then I used my moss lore, my mossy lore, and got a leaf eon. So I have all the eons now. And then now let me go to back to my game and look at recent. Come on, work with me here. Now we'll look up shinies. I don't think I've gotten any new shinies recently since the last time we gave a report on it. Recent is up. Okay, so let's see. Oh, I finished an adventure, or I did something and got another Alolan Vulpix. So I got this another Snow Vulpix. I got another Clamperl, which are fairly rare. I don't see very many of those, and I can actually evolve it. Let's hit that button.
It has two evolutions.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't hit that button. Educate me. How do we do it?
It's random. Good luck.
Oh, so there's no, if it's a boy, it does this. If it's a girl, it does that kind of thing. Okay. Well, all right, here we go. Evolve. Live adventure of the week right now. What will my shiny pearl become?
Will it be beautiful or will it be ugly?
It'll be new, and that's all that matters to me. Oh, it's ugly. It's ugly. What is it, Huntail? Dang it, I think I already had a Huntail.
Huntail, and then the other one it could have been is Gorbis.
I'm pretty sure I already had a Huntail because it looks wicked. All right, let's see. I haven't gotten too many of the new Pokemon. Not a lot of the shadows have popped up. Around got when I did the mossy one, I got a lot of Combees and Beedrills and Treecos popping up. That's where I am. Let me do a shiny search, but I don't think I've got anything going on there. Why don't you, Joe, jump into the Discord? Wait a minute. It looks like I got another Aipom shiny. Because I got my recent on.
You have two shiny Aipoms?
I got an Ambipom shiny and an Aipom shiny now. Yeah, because Eevee should have been the last one I reported because I talked about getting the shiny Eevee out of the box or whatever. That was back on 11/4, so last November. And this shiny Aipom, January 5th. Look at that. So apparently even before the last show we did, I had a new shiny Aipom. So yeah, I got two of those buggers now. Very cool. Yeah, I see you looking at your shiny on the stream. Oh, no, you're looking at your big stars. Okay. Well, Joe ignores the request. So, Fabian, congratulations.
I can look at it. I've got it pulled up. No, I was waiting for you to shut your yapper.
That doesn't happen. That never happens. You got to jump in. Fabian, though, I wanted to say congrats to Fabian about getting the Wurmple, Party at Wurmple. I never even saw one go around, so that's cool. Then go ahead, Joe. Hit them with the. Ooh. Okay. I'm sorry. When you get to when you get to the Uxie, talk about that, because that thing is gorgeous looking. But go ahead. Tell about some of the experiences.
All right. Terry got a couple of shinies. He got a Caterpie and a Party Hat Pichu shiny. And then Terry also got the Uxie. You wanted to talk about that? What about it?
So what is that? I don't recall seeing that. How do you get that one? Is it just random?
It's regional. And we'll actually talk about we've got a nice infographic about where regionals exist right now. So we'll
awesome.
Talk about
Perfect.
That in a little bit.
Awesome.
Terry also got a shiny Yanma and a lucky Escavalier. Nicole got a shiny Party Hat Pikachu. Congratulations, Nicole. And that was actually all because she left her phone on, hoping that her phone would drift to hatch some eggs, and she ran into the Pikachu while drifting.
Nice.
So, yeah. Terry got a shiny. Terry's got a bunch of shinies this last week. Shiny Shuppet. This one I'm super jealous of. Ellie P.
Yes, got I see it.
A 100% Timber. Hasn't even been out for a week yet and already has a 100% Timber. That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Fabian is happy to finally get the sunny form of Cherim. Popeye finally hatched himself a Gibble. So, yeah, all in all, a lot of good things happen in the Discord.
It sounds like it's been a good week all the way around. And if you would like to share your experience of the week in our Discord, you go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast and jump into our community there. And I think any level of support will get you into the Discord and you can be a part of that. Or you're welcome to come out live Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast and tell us, hey, this is my experience this week, and put it down. That's pretty awesome. So, man, we got lots of headlines here and about 5 minutes to do them in. So, no, I don't know why.
5 minutes? Yeah.
So, I'm assuming these are in your order that you want. So, Trade Evolutions. Oh, yeah. I did read the article. Not the article, but I read the in-game thing about Trade Evolutions. And more Pokemon originally discovered in Unova are here. Let's talk about the Trade Evolution. What does that mean?
Okay. So, in the original series games, there were a lot of Pokemon that could only evolve from trading. For instance, Kadabra, Machoke, Graveler, and Haunter, all from Generation 1, originally could only evolve from trading. And so in order to incorporate a similar thing into this game, what they've done is made it so when you trade a Pokemon, now, I haven't actually done it, so I'm assuming that when you trade, it either evolves automatically or makes it cost 0 candy to evolve. Can anyone confirm? Because I haven't actually done any trading. I'm sorry.
What I read in wherever I read it, either in-game or – oh, man, you got a shelmet. Sorry, that disrupted me, but, man, that thing is so ugly, it's cool.
Well, so I pulled him up because he's one of the ones that – trading to evolve, you see the little trade symbol
yes.
there. According to the announcement, it says
no
trade an eligible Pokemon to lower the candy cost to evolve them.
I thought it said no candies is the one I read.
So what it actually says in the announcement is lower.
Okay.
But I think for the most part it's been 0. Yeah. Trading costs 0 candy to evolve is what Kilted Pipe Guy is saying, which is what I've heard as well. I'm just saying that their phrasing is not matching up to reality. I mean, it is lower, so I guess they're not lying. But, yeah. And then several others. We've got a couple of infographics that show some of this on there. Apparently, GoHub got this announcement early because within 15 minutes of the announcement coming out, they had an infographic already on the Sylph Road.
Well, you GoHub.
Yeah. But yeah, the GoHub one specifically says certain Pokemon will cost no candy to after trading. And it's specifically is calling out Kadabra, Machoke, Graveler, Haunter, Boldore, Girder, Carablast, and Shelmet. So
I love Shadows. You know I love Shadows. And it's a happy, happy time right now. So yeah, ignore chat right now. I know your brain. You ignore that right now. We're staying on topic. So it's gonna be lower. So you need to find somebody.
And actually, it was asked earlier today on the Silph Road, because, like I said, I haven't done any trading with these Pokemon, but it was asked if you trade the first form. So most of these are second form, with the exception of a couple. If you trade the first form, when you get to the third form, it still costs zero candies. So that's good to know. So if you traded a Machop instead of a Machoke, mm-hmm. you would have to pay to evolve the Machop to a Machoke, but you wouldn't have to pay to evolve a Machoke to a Machamp. If that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. And then several new Pokemon are appearing in eggs. And some of these, this infographic, they must have their information slightly off. So I don't know if Timber is appearing in the wild. I haven't seen any, so I'm assuming not. But he is appearing in one-star raids and 10K eggs. The rest of them, so Tortuga, Archon, and Axew, are all appearing in 10K eggs and in the wild. And then Venipede and Dwebble are appearing in 2K eggs and in the and I think all the rest of these are appearing in the wild. But in 2K eggs is Venipede and Dwebble. In 5K eggs is Roggenrola. Timpole.
Be careful. You don't say that right. You're going to summon some ancient demons.
Ricola.
that is an ancient demon.
Trubbish, who I'm sure you'll love this Pokemon. Do you know? Have you seen Trubbish?
I have not.
He is literally a bag of trash.
I love trash.
So that's Trubbish. And then Carablast, Joltik. Joltik is a fun little guy, little electric tick. And then Shelmet. Those six that I named off are in 5K eggs. And Nicole says Trubbish is the best, who evolves into Garbodor.
And the third form is Dumpador.
No, there's only two forms. And then there are now, one, two, three, four, five new region exclusives? Although one of them is just different forms of the same Pokemon. But yeah, there, and we'll, like I said, we've got an infographic with an updated, list of all the different regional Pokemon. And so we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But there are, like I said, four with two different versions, new regional Pokemon that they added.
All right. Times. So we've got some new mechanics going along with this infographic that we've got here. Is this the one you're talking about with the GitHub?
Yeah, that's the one we've been talking about.
Yeah, I do like Girder. I know we talked about Girder before. You brought it up a while back, and it's the everyman's working man Pokemon right there.
Yeah, so Conkeldurr is going to take over. He's a top contender for best fighting type Pokemon now.
Contender or definitely going to take it? Like he's the best.
He's got it.
All right.
So him and Lucario have beaten out Machamp, and then Breloom technically does more has for a long time does more damage than Machamp, but it's so squishy that most people use Machamps.
Glass Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
On Last Splash.
And the one that says new Unova Pokemon evolution costs, you can see what Trubbish and Garbodor look like in there.
Now, speaking of seeing things, I saw a throw today. I didn't, you know, I don't go look at these until showtime or whatever, so I didn't know the graphic with everything out there. So I pull up to my regular parking spot, and my regular gym is
next
has
to
whatever.
The gym.
Yeah. Well, there's another gym like half a block over. And so on the screen, it looks like they're next to each other. And I see this karate judo guy standing there. I was like, what in the
world? I don't have one of
them yet. Is that? Well, somebody in my neighborhood, or my neck of the woods, rather, does. So they've already found one. I guess hashed it out with 10K. So that's,
yep, or
that's
caught in the
cool.
wild. I was headed to grab one when I was walking to my car, and it ran away before I got to it. I was very sad.
I don't know why, but the name Timber actually just makes me very happy. So I actually have two, before we go into this next one, I know it's about Unova, but I have two Unova stones. Can I just type in Unova into the search in my Pokemon? It'll tell me.
You can type in Unova and it'll tell you which Pokemon are from Unova.
But it won't tell me who needs it. So same with Sinnoh. I tried Sinnoh the other day and it just gave me a bunch of ones for the Sinnoh region. It didn't actually give me the Sinnoh evolutions.
Type in Unova and then the ampersand and item.
Okay. I'm hatching an egg right now, apparently, so I can't. I got a Solrock.
The item keyword tells you which Pokemon you have enough candies, and they require an item.
Okay, cool. So let me do that. So you said type in, like, Unova.
Unova, ampersand, item.
Ampersand is the and symbol, right?
Yes.
Yeah, item. And nothing comes up. So I have two stones and nobody to throw them on.
Really? I'm surprised you don't have enough candy for a pan pour.
And it's not Unova space item, or Unova space and, you know, it's just all
no
one
spaces.
Word.
Spaces.
Yeah, all one word. Unova, Unova, and, or ampersand, item, ITEM.
Correct.
Huh. It looks like, I'm a little surprised, honestly, by that, too. Because I would think, well, Lillipup doesn't take an item. So I've got a ton of those. Interesting. I actually have a decent amount of Unova area Pokemons. I love the Golett. The Golett looks like he looks like the Pokemon version of Baby Yoda. He's like, I'm a little soldier. I'm here to fight.
See, I think you would like Semipore.
Yes, I've seen the pictures. I don't have one yet. I got Panpour. That's what I have. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. But now we're on this Unova evolution cost. So I don't know that you need to go over all of it, but there's a nice graphic here. So you can figure. I mean, it's pretty standard. The special one, Carablast, which goes to Escavalier. Escavalier, like Excalibur, like the Scavalier.
Yeah, so basically what the newest version of these is that anyone that you could trade to make for zero, if you don't want to trade, costs 200 candy to evolve. And if it's a three-stage evolution, for instance, Timber into Girder into Conkeldurr, the first stage to second stage costs 50 candies to evolve.
Yeah, and then the three-stage, like Venipede, you had a standard 25-100 on the three-stagers.
Yep.
There. Unless, of course, they qualify for a trade, which actually the 25s don't. Yeah, I'm noticing that. The 25s don't qualify for a trade.
Yeah. Yeah, the trade ones cost 200 candy. But
rubbish.
Just evolve them.
He really is a sack of trash.
Or just trade them to evolve them. Yes, he is.
I mean, It's cool. Okay, out of these on this screen, what's your favorite and what's the dumbest?
I mean, Trubbish is dumb, but he's so dumb that he's lovable. You know? I think Joltik might be my favorite out of all of these, just aesthetically. Whereas probably Ragnarola and his evolutions are my least favorite.
So I'm looking at this evolution cost one, right? The screen. Yeah. I get that one. Well, okay. Gigalith is kind of cool. I have the Ragnarola family.
I don't know. Timpole's pretty dumb. His evolutions are dumb, too. And now I've just offended a lot of people who like Seismitoad.
Yeah, he looks like... what's that the old book and cartoon, Mr. Toad? And
I don't know.
Oh, somebody out there will know. It's not called Mr. Mr. Toad's one of the characters in it. I can't remember what the name of it is. I'm back at the chat. It doesn't tell me. But anyway, he looks like a DJ from that universe. Like I'm gonna rock.
The Wind in the Willows.
That's it. I believe that's it. Yeah. So I'm gonna say, just because
New Adventures of Mr. Toad.
I don't know about the new ones, but yeah, Wind in the Willows is what I was thinking of. I think out of the ones on the screen, I'm torn between Girder, just because he's got this I'm gonna work like a working man, but I got the afro that says I'm gonna go party tonight. And then you got Haxorus, because it's like, if you don't say it right, you just summon some kind of Harry Potter magic. And if you do say it right, you got this big, mean fire. Well, he doesn't. He's grass type, and it's, but, well, no. These all have grass on them. What type is he? What does that grass mean? He's dragon type. What's the grass on the side? Oh, found in the wild. That's probably what that represents.
Oh, found you're in looking wild at the other eggs. One.
Yeah, sorry. I see the dragon type. But he looks like he has the orange flames coming out the side of his face, and because it's a small screen, it's probably hair or something, but it looks cool. The dumbest one, Crustle, is stupid. It looks like they tried to do a crossover with SpongeBob and failed. So, I do like Trubbish. Good. Trubbish is pretty cool. So, yeah, at me, bro. At Rock Got a Podcast. You can at me all day long. I don't care.
That's what I said. Costa is a blue Ninja Turtle.
The worst Ninja Turtle.
So we got a new Ninja Turtle and we got a Battletoad.
Oh, well, no, Battletoads were cooler than that. But good reference. I was impressed by the reference, but you're wrong. The Battletoads are way cooler than that.
Wow.
All right, let's talk about this trading, right? We talked about it a little bit. Well, this actually doesn't give us a whole thing. I thought it's going to give us extra. It's just a Reddit thing. So you pretty much already covered what that one talks about there. Have you, I'm assuming you haven't, because I'm assuming you would have said something in the opening, but you haven't traded any of these, right? You haven't tested
Correct.
It out.
I've said multiple times that I have not traded anything yet.
I don't listen to you, Joe.
Obviously.
I'm busy fixing things and doing stuff. And I said, man, we need podcast counseling. We're having communication issues.
All right.
Now, the regionals.
Yeah, let's talk about these regionals.
Talk about the regionals.
All right. So, this is a pretty nice infographic that comes to us from DH Pogo News, I guess is what they refer to themselves as. But yeah, so what it does is it shows each Pokemon or group of Pokemon and where they appear at. So most of these are old hat. We've had them for a while. The new ones, down in Central/South America, I need to pull up a guide to tell me what the new Pokemon's names are. Cause like I've said, this generation is one of my, least known generations. Maractus is the Pokemon I was looking at there. So Maractus is new and appearing in Central and South America, which is the same region that Heracross appears in. So if you're in an area that Heracross appears in, you can now get Maractus in your area.
That's pretty cool. Sounds like it's time for a Disney trip.
Yep. In Egypt, Greece, and Israel.
That is cool.
They have added Sigalith.
So, glyph. I don't know what the sig would be, but
Sigil.
Okay.
It's probably Sigilyph, really.
That's very that's a really cool looking one.
And then the other one they've added, the two new karate people in North America, South America, and Africa. We have Throw. He's the chunkier red one. And that is the same area that Seviper and Illumis and those are in. So that's the Western Hemisphere. And then in the Eastern Hemisphere, we have his counterpart, Sok. So he's the blue karate master guy. And then the one that I mentioned before that has two different forms is one that I've actually got the form that's over here already, Basculin. So there's Basculin with a blue stripe, which is what we have over here in the Western Hemisphere. And this one is actually like straight up cut down the middle. It's not quite the same area as Sok and Throw, which I was surprised that some of these had longitude qualifiers on them instead of the region qualifiers. But that's the same area that the two different Shellos appear in. So on the Western Hemisphere, we have the blue-striped Basculin, and on the Eastern Hemisphere, they have the red-striped Basculin. And then that covers all the brand new regionals. But you were asking about the Lake Trio earlier. The Azelf, Uxie, and Mesprit.
Yes.
So here in the U.S., we have Azelf. And then in Europe and Africa, they have Mesprit. And in Australia, Eastern Russia, and Asia, they have Uxie. So
sounds we need to get our world tour on, man.
Yeah, or spend several days with Barry. One of the two.
Same difference for me.
Or trade some with Nicole. I bet she's got some Mesprit to trade.
Yeah, she said if we get a Throw, she'll give us a Sock.
So there we go. Fun times.
So she's going to be the hero of Dragon Con. So she'll collect up all whatever regionals she can get, and then
everyone
import them over.
What she's got to offer.
Her Pokemon brings all the boys to the yard. Her pokes are better than yours. Other than the obvious Conkledor, this is a question asked on Reddit.
Oh, my.
Other than the obvious Conkledor, are there any other new Pokemon added to this wave worth leveling? Which is a question that pretty much gets asked every time new stuff comes out. Joe, what do you know?
So Haxorus is available. That's the evolution of Axew. And it isn't the best dragon type, but he's pretty good. Plus he looks pretty awesome. So, and he's better than a lot of people were expecting, actually. He's the quote-unquote third best option versus Reshiram. Now, granted, Reshiram isn't even out to fight yet, but he is the third best one. So he's not, meta-breaking, but he is good. So Haxorus is good. Apparently, Escavalier is supposed to be pretty good for PvP. So grab onto one of them and keep it. So for PvP. And when it comes to PvP, generally you want low attack IVs and high everything else. So keep that in mind there. And then...
So I'm not sure which way Nicole corrected us, because then I like hacks are us. You know, it makes me laugh. But it's, according to Merrick Primer, Hacksaurus. So hack is emphasis, and then Sora, like a dinosaur, Saurus. That's how this says it's pronounced, which I think is what she was trying to tell us. I don't know.
So. It's okay. We'll just hack the pronunciation.
As we should,
those are the main ones I guess to look out for. Is Escavalier, which is the evolution of Karrablast, is apparently good for PvP, and Haxorus is a decent attacker. I'm curious to see how they, or if what they did with Archaeops. So Archaeops, for those that don't know, which is probably a fair number of our listeners, he has an ability called Defeatist. So he's got super high stats, but when his HP is half or less, then it cuts his attack and special attack stats in half. So if he starts to lose a fight, he gets weak, basically. So I'm curious to see if they even acknowledged that ability in Pokemon Go at all. I haven't heard one way or the other. I'm assuming they haven't bothered, just because there's no... I mean, they kind of... The only ability that they've really even recognized so far is slacking, and all they did with that is made it so his quick move sucks. So...
maybe that's their consolation, that, oh, you don't have the ability to make it like it was, but his quick move is kind of crap.
Yeah, so that's what they did with slacking, but I wonder what they would do with Archaeops. Because, anyway, I'll have to Google around to see if I can find out if they even acknowledged it at all.
Well, right now we're going to take a quick break. We got a few more headlines to come, so stick around. Help us put some pokey eggs on the table to feed the little Pichus.
Make an omelet.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Hey, we're back. All right. Thanks for sitting around for that. Piplup's Community Day move has officially been announced as Hydro Cannon. Actually, before I do that, I'd like to come back from those little breaks and say, hey, you don't want ads in your show. We get you. Patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. Ad-free version of the show goes up there. Plus, awesome other stuff like our Discord community and everything else. So, by all means, jump over there. Always going to have the ad-free version there. And thank you if you do listen to the ads. We appreciate you very much. Now, Piplup's Community Day move has officially been announced as Hydro Cannon, which we knew was coming. We knew it was Piplup. This is the most, not because it's Niantic. I don't know if it's just because it's so predictable, but the internet's just me. But it's just like, this is the most anticlimactic announcement in the history of the game so far for me.
I mean, they announce it all the time. We just don't always mention it, and I doubt you.
Community days, we try to stay on top of it, and
but it's to the point where half the time it's just like, okay, we know what's coming,
and we know
your tricks,
right? It's a pattern now, and like you were saying last week, well, that's the only move that really makes sense for this kind of character. Then I was like, man, they need to come out left field and do, fire breath or something. It'd be awesome. Meteor. I don't want it on Primplup. I want Meteor on Piplup. That's what I want. This little
Meteor
little,
mash.
Yeah, this little Ooh. Tiny penguin. Smash. But Empoleon, right, is the exclusive attack. Who gets to, can get that? But you can go up to 2 hours afterwards and do it. That's the only thing that probably was ever in question was, what's your time frame on it?
Yeah, and they've been pretty regular with keeping it up to 2 hours afterwards as well. But yeah, just a reminder: it's Sunday the 19th that Piplup's of Community Day is. So.
Yeah. I saw some new people come in the chat room, so welcome. Thank you for joining us. Latias and Latios zip into a special raid weekend event.
And this was announced this afternoon.
Breaking news.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And this is next weekend, so that's January 24th through the 27th, which I'm kind of surprised. Well, I guess I'm not, since it's covering 72 hours. I was going to say, I'm surprised that it's starting at 1 p.m., even though they just made that whole big hubbub about
the
starting
shift.
The shift in the Southern Hemisphere. So the 24th through the 27th, from 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time on those, Latias and Latios will be available in raid battles. Their shiny forms are available. They're dragon psychic type Pokemon, and they're decent, but generally they don't make very many lists as far as, oh, this is the greatest counter ever. But what you're going to want to use against them, because they are dragon psychic, ice, bug, ghost, dark, fairy type Pokemon. So, yeah, pull out your Tyranitar and your Togekiss and
hey, this is a family show, Joe. You watch that now. Don't make me warn you again, man.
Okay.
I noticed that Rayquaza was one of the ones that we take in. Thanks to Barry, good old Uncle Barry, I have a Rayquaza to take in. So if
is
I happen
it, is
to
it a
see,
black Rayquaza?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Pretty sure. I got to open the game. So we'll move on. We're not going to make it wait. But I think it was a shiny they gave me. But we'll figure out. I'll answer you in a second. And we'll just keep the show, because it's going to take a minute for this to open up. I'm assuming.
You closed your game?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm focusing on the show. So the camera's not having me constantly look down on my phone, man. Trying to be good here. Latias and Latios, you've got both of these, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have shinies of either one or both?
Nope.
Ah, so you got...
Oh, wait, I lied. I forgot. I have a shiny Latios.
That's going to be a 50 Hail Soul Rocks to get forgiveness there.
My bad.
Mm-hmm. No, I got a regular Rayquaza. He gave me a shiny of something else. Salamence. He gave me the shiny Salamence. I've got a regular Rayquaza. But still, I ain't mad at him.
So I guess I need to get myself a shiny Latios.
I need to get either one of them. So it's a strong maybe on that one for me.
That's a definite maybe.
Yeah, the heart is willing. The time is not always there.
You got 3 days. You can do it.
We'll see. I mean, it helps that it starts Friday. And I'm going back to double check the time here. Friday, 1 p.m., but that's PST, so 1, 2, 3, that's 4. It is actually a strong, well, I don't get it off
It's a strong maybe.
It's a strong maybe. Yeah. Because I'm like, basically people would be getting off of work. Somebody would come to the area I'm in, and I could raid with them. But then I realized I work from home on Fridays, so it's a whole different raid group. So I'll see you about getting into the Discord, because
the Discord you created and abandoned.
I wouldn't say abandoned. I evolved away from it.
Okay.
The park that's less than 5 minutes from the house is an EX raid park. So if I can go and raid there, there's a good chance I'll get an EX raid pass out of that as well. So that will that man. Yeah, my kid. Oh, you know what? That Saturday, my kids might have a basketball game, which is at the gym at that park. So I may just go. Yeah. Y'all go play basketball. I'm gonna sit in the parking lot and wait for randos to show up and raid with them. That'll work. That's not a bad parenting at all. Shut up. Shut up, Joe.
You do what you got to do.
You know, you don't, but I do. No, I don't. Before we get to this discussion, because I like it, let's do the suggestion first. And I like it. I like the suggestion because I have been caught not hatching eggs many times on the show. And it's not
That's
because.
That's why I put this as a sword.
Yeah. Thank you. it's not because I ignore it. I don't want to. With the gotcha, which I don't care how you feel about it, that's the only way I can keep up in this game with my busy schedule. So,
ironically, I didn't have a Pokemon and an egg just now.
And I hatched one on the show and immediately put another one in to incubate. But things will happen with the gotcha that you don't realize because the screen is closed. I don't keep my game up in my face while I'm driving. Before I get to driving, I connect the gotcha, close the screen, and then let it do the catching and spinning and whatnot for me as I drive. Eggs will hatch during that time, and you won't know. It's not like when you reopen the screen and it goes, oh. Sometimes it does, but not all the time. And there's been many times it's hatched, and I didn't realize it's hatched until I went to look at something else.
Yeah, it's hatched while Pokemon Go was in the background.
Yeah, and it just did its thing. So I love the suggestion. Just a little, you know, there's a lot of real estate being used on the stream. I'm like, okay, either in between your buddy and the Pokeball, or in between the Pokeball and the nearby, put a little egg symbol with a band on it. You know, the little circle band. Just telling you, hey, there's no egg being hatched. Because it doesn't need to be up in the side menu because you can touch
it.
It
could be just above the nearby list next to the research.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good placement too. I dig that. That's. So I am down, and this came from Reddit user Marky_marketing, and I agree. He says, I've walked way too many kilometers without incubating something and working on with only the infinite incubator. This can feel like a great inefficiency. That's my modus operandi right there. I use mainly either the free ones they give me or the infinite incubator only. So I like having it hatching, you know, and when I find on, usually it's not even on the show as much anymore as it is Mondays. You know, you do the Mondays and that Adventure Sync for the week does the thing and it brings up the screen and it says no eggs incubating. I'm like, seriously? Why are no eggs incubating? So it is frustrating when that happens. Nicole, it does show you under Adventure Sync as well. But so you either go into Adventure Sync and you look at it.
Yeah, you still have to scroll down.
Or, well, I mean, you have to take action. Or you can actually go look at your eggs, and it tells you there as well. Again, taking action. If you just had it up on the screen, I mean, just a little something on the screen where I'm not taking action, right? Because, that's a solid collection of eggs, if I say so, Joe. Three 10Ks, a 7K, yeah. And a couple 5Ks, or a bunch of 7Ks and an 8 5K or something like that. That's, no 2Ks for Joe. He's the 1%. No, you got a 2K in the
incubator. I've got a 2K sitting in the infinite incubator right now.
I disapprove. You should be doing a 10K.
But on Sunday, make sure you toss eggs into your incubators because it's quarter hatch distance during the
community day, right.
Yeah.
And see, this community day, I'll get a piece of it. Because I'll be downtown Atlanta, and we'll see what happens. But then we got family plans that actually take us to a place that's going to be away from all Pokemon stuff. So I don't know how much of that I'll get to do. But now for the discussion. Should Niantic improve communication and compensation? Obviously, to me, yes on communication. Compensation, it depends on what you mean. I personally love the games that give you a login reward just for opening the game. I love games that when they want you to read their message, it comes with a little in-game currency or something that you get.
So what this is actually talking about is when Niantic messes up.
I like games to do that too. Hey, sorry, we fixed a bug. Here's a little something for your patience.
Yeah, so as far as I know, the only time they've ever given out mass compensation, which you were part of, was that first GoFest, where they gave everyone $100 worth of Pokecoins and a Lugia.
Yeah, and that's because a lot of real-world money was involved with people traveling in and all that other stuff, I think. Now, yep. I am very clear in my wording. I like when games do that. And I'm honestly disappointed when someone's like, hey, sorry we messed up, and it's just an email. I'm like, eh, that's crap. You know, at least give me something. But it's still free. Free is free, and you can't complain that they're not giving you free stuff.
So here's the thing. The example, the more recent example that they're using, where obviously no compensation was given because they just don't give mass compensation like that, is there was recently a bug where one of the research quests was hatch 7 eggs, and it gave you an Alolan Vulpix. The bug is that it was supposed to allow a chance for Alolan Vulpix to be shiny. The bug had removed Alolan Vulpix's shiny.
Oh, so I possibly could have gotten a shiny out of mine?
Mm-hmm. And so people were spending money on incubators in order to get run through these quickly, trying to get a shiny Alolan Vulpix, and come to find out it wasn't even possible. And so people are mad because they had paid money specifically for incubators to try to get shiny Alolan Vulpix, which I get it. People want shinies, but shiny Alolan Vulpix really isn't much different than regular Alolan Vulpix if you look at them side by side.
The economy in this game is not great. That's the thing. And civilian on base is saying, but they choose to spend the money. I am 100% in that camp with you going – when it's RNG, right, when it's random, when you can't spend money to guarantee or at least greatly increase your chances, like 80% increase your chances, then you're gambling. Now, I don't mean that in the legal sense where they're arguing about is this gambling, is blah, blah, blah,
now,
blah. But you're rolling the dice.
The thing is, they were rolling the dice for a chance, only to find out they had no chance.
And that in the EU right now is a big deal.
They were rolling percentile dice when, in fact, all of the sides were zero.
See, now, and I do think that Niantic should be held responsible for that and should compensate money spenders for that. Me? I didn't spend any money. I didn't take any other chance other than what the game's already given me. I deserve no compensation. But I'm not meaning you, Joe, specifically, but you that spent money because you thought you had a chance and you literally didn't. It's becoming a big deal in other countries right now. It's been tabled here in the U.S. As far as this discussion goes, but I know in the EU, EA, the game manufacturer, the game company, got smacked down hard for loot crates, right? This is kind of generally what it's called, loot crates, right? When you pay for that chance.
They had to give actual probabilities and
stuff
like that.
That's where that came from in the game.
Now, you know, in-game is one way to spend money, but the other way to spend money is by throwing some bits to us, like just my 23 cents did. 123 bits our way. And guess what? 100% return on getting a shout-out on the show.
Yeah, not a shiny shout out. There wasn't a real chance for that. We put that to zero. But a real shout out. I'm just laughing at how you did good, Joe. I'm gonna give you a pound of the head. You did good on working that one in. That was good. But I know in some countries they've outlawed loot crates. Nicole is saying if they do it for loot crates, they have to do it in casinos and for slot machines and stuff like that too. Unpopular opinion. Well, okay. Here's the argument for games. Not my argument, but the Quoty Finger argument. Casinos have an age limit. You have to be, I think, 18 and older. It depends on where it is. It might be older than that. But it's typically you have to be 18 and older. You know, I mean, it's everywhere. They have signs. It's everywhere that is stacked, the house is stacked against you. It's everywhere's game of chance. It's everywhere that you're just having fun. I mean, they have pamphlets there about Gamblers Anonymous and this and that and the other. But children, minors in the United States, right, anybody under 18, are not allowed to do it. But gaming, anybody can play Pokemon Go. Not anybody. They have to have, you know, I know there's a little bit of a Niantic trainer account, this and that. Take away Pokemon Go. Put it in Marvel Strike Force. There's no age gating on that game. I love that game. That's the next show I'm doing here in just a few minutes on twitch.tv/FGHBeyond. But Marvel Strike Force, kids can pick it up. And that's where the problem comes in. A lot of parents have maybe a parent iTunes account where the kids can just spend money, or they give them money on their account. And then it's gambling for kids who don't understand. That's where some of that goes. So I'm not against slot machines having the odds posted on the side. I don't care. I'm going to go up to my favorite Bewitched game, put my quarter in, and see if I can't play that bonus game. I'm down.
It'll be like the nutritional facts fast food place, where it's just on the back of their little advertisement paper.
But beyond,
they had your little pamphlet as you walk in.
Yeah.
Has a whole bunch of coupons for their buffet and stuff like that. And then on the other side, it'll have the odds written in small print.
But Nicole's arguing, if it's a minor, it's the parent's job to teach. We're not talking about teaching them. And this whole putting the odds in the game is a BS straw man. Hey, look what we did. No, I think it's the fact that you can spend money without any kind of responsibility is bad. And only people who could understand risk, and no one should risk money. Your arguments are strong in a perfect world. They are strong in a perfect world. We just don't live in a perfect world.
There are slot machines in the Generation 1 games, just saying.
But do you put real money into it, Joe? Do you put a check in the mail? But I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about this sense of real adults.
You know, for our podcast listeners, you might actually want to reference what you're talking about.
Well, they're talking about teaching stuff and complaining to Apple. It's fine. You know what? Go watch the video on demand. Go to YouTube. The chat is now on screen. You can actually see where I referenced the chat live by going back and watching it on YouTube.com, and the link is in our show notes. Because we need your help. I will take that money to give you a cry for help. We need your help. Whether you're a big, huge fan of YouTube or not, whether you watch our videos on YouTube or not, if you like what we do, I need you to go to YouTube.com, look up Giant Size Team Up or Pokemon Go Podcast, find our shining, beautiful faces where it says, underneath our pictures, Charles McFall, Joseph Ard, so you know it's our show versus something else that was done. And like that channel. It's free. It takes you a minute at most of your time to do that.
Because what do we need? 1,000 subscribers?
1,000 subscribers.
We only need 915 more.
I know. It's crazy. So please help us out there. That way then I can just say, hey, go over to our channel on this and you can watch the video. But we got to wrap up here. But my point is, with Niantic, it is a version of gambling. I don't care how you try to spin it. We know if there's a chance...
Well, so
this got
way off the compensation. So,
well, that's what I'm getting back to.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting back to.
Yeah. So when that chance is taken away, should they provide compensation when they make a big flub like that?
Yes. No, that's what I was getting to. Absolutely. Because we all know the game's a chance, right? We've talked about this on the show, where it's so much chance to catch this one, but if you do a spin and a weather boost and a perfect catch and blah, 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 your chances go up by 0.002% or whatever. So, but we all know it's a chance. It's a game. When you spend money, you know you're taking that. As an adult, I'm just assuming adults are doing it. When you spend money, you know you're taking that chance. And when you don't actually have a chance, I think the company should be held responsible. I think they should. I think Niantic should have stepped up. They know who spent money. Stop that, Joe. You're distracting me every time you do it. Joe is feeding his gibble and in real life doing the chop motions with his face as he's feeding his gibble. But don't you think, Joe, that because there was no chance and you profited on that, intentional or not, you should compensate those who spent money? Not everybody, but those who spent money during that time.
Yes, that sounds fair to me.
Will they? Probably not. Yeah.
They haven't for the last 3.5 years.
So, and honestly, that's bad business. That's just bad business. It's bad management. It's bad any way you cut it to say, well, they knew what they were getting into, or others. Oh, we couldn't help it. Because they wasn't intentional. I have zero belief that Niantic did it intentionally at all. It's a mistake. Mistakes happen. But what do you teach your kids to say when a mistake happens?
Sorry.
Thank you. There you go. You say sorry.
But and remember, maybe Niantic tell them to hug is it bad out. With communication, too.
Uncle Hanky, I'm sorry. And then it cost you $0 to give these people extra gems, coins, incubators, whatever you're going to give them. Gems was on something else. Gems are not in this game. But
if they could communicate and provide compensation via AR, they might. But they haven't. They haven't done that yet.
This reminds me of I've been watching Silicon Valley, and Niantic reminds me of Hulu, the company Hulu in that show.
I've never watched that show.
You actually might like it with the coding and stuff. It's kind of fun, but I don't know. But anyway, those who watched that show understand Hulu. You understand that's Niantic. It just is. A little disconnected from the real world, disconnected from their employees, disconnected from their customers somewhat. So, Joe, what time is it?
It is time for random trivia. Okay, that's not allowed to become a thing.
Oh, but chopping your... that does? All right.
Nom, 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 nom. That's right. All right. Just for you, the random trivia this week is Tympole. He's the tadpole Pokemon, evolves into Palpitoad, who is the vibration Pokemon, and then further evolves into Seismitoad, which is also the vibration Pokemon. Yep. Tympole is water type, whereas its two evolutions are water ground type. Tympole's Pokedex entry says that it actually warns others of danger by vibrating its cheeks to create a high-pitched sound.
I can't.
go full Boss Nass on them. But apparently the sound they emit can't be heard by humans, so it's only a way to warn other Pokemon of danger. So there is that. Tympole is, and I need to give credit to Nicole because she said this in chat. Tympanic membrane, which is part of your eardrum. So the Tim comes from that, and then the pole comes from tadpole. The Tympole aesthetically looks like a combination of a toad, tadpole, and a loudspeaker. Looks like he's wearing little headphones, and he's pretty fun. Palpitoad, its Pokedex entry, says that it vibrates the bumps on its head so that it can make waves in the water or earthquake-like vibrations on the ground. And then it also has a sticky tongue that it uses to capture its prey. You okay there?
Yeah, I just bumped the mic. Sorry.
And you were correct.
Palpitation
and toad. That is fun there. Seismitoad. He's got a whole bunch of speaker-esque protrusions on him, doesn't he?
He looks like a frog DJ.
Frog DJ. There you go. Apparently, it shoots paralyzing liquid from its head bumps, and they use vibration to hurt opponents. So there's that. Seismitoad. Again, seismic and toad is what it is from. The speakers are most likely inspired by warts that tend to appear on toads. And the thought is that the aesthetics are based off of a Goliath toad, which, like its name suggests, is quite large. It's a Goliath toad, Goliath bullfrog, whatever you want to call it.
Jeremiah? And,
yeah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
It's not how you say it, but okay.
Jeremiah was
there you go.
Bullfrog.
You got to put some heart into it.
Apparently, the seismic activity in its hands are enough to damage buildings, which makes sense since it can learn earthquake. But, yeah. Got to be careful about resonant disasters.
Resonant evil, if you will?
No. Resonance.
I said resonance.
Whatever you say.
Exactly. So, all right. We've got one more thing to do here before.
Oh, yeah. We got a speak plug.
Shut this down. From your number one stalker right here, right now.
Hey, you guys. Ooh. Cheeky Nashville here. And I'm from Nashville. And I was just wondering, if you have a few Lapras, would you use the term Lapri? Is that true? What do you think? I'm asking Joe, because Charles, you need to get good, brother.
Oh, you're you get good.
Casual. You ain't got no Lapri.
I do too.
And that's true.
You get good.
But anyway, Joe, I got the January blues, brother. But when I listen to your soothing podcast voice, oh, it gets me all warmed up inside. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, I love the show. I hope to be on the show one day. It's a dream of mine. It's on my bucket list. You know, I could be there live. Not like this. Anyway, peace. Cheeky.
Your face gets good. Shut up. I got Lapri.
He's not the rock god of comebacks.
I am in charge of who gets on this show live, so not you.
Pretty much all Pokemon, their names are already plural or singular, just like fish is both can be used plural and singular. So Lapras is still Lapras. I have 5 Lapras, or I have 1 Lapras.
So the question is that genius or lazy?
I don't know. But Pokemon's sounds weird. Pokemon does not.
Well, but when Cheeky says it's Pokemans.
Gotta have them Arcanines.
Well, thank you for the pointed voicemail. You can leave your voice over on PokemonGoPodcast.com on the right-hand side of the screen. On the right-hand side of the screen, there's a green tab there. That's what Cheeky clicked on. Any device with a microphone that touches the internet, you get 90 seconds, which actually is a long time. I mean, you think a minute and a half is. It's a long time to talk. So however long you want to leave it, you've got your opportunity there to do that. Or you can email us, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. And we'll read it out for you as well. Reddit page, that's where Joe puts up the articles that we're going to be talking about. That's where other people in our community have been putting in the graphics and the suggestions. Come talk, you know, share your headlines with us, share your things that you find. Just come say, hey, reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast, facebook.com/PokemonGoPodcast as well. Twitter's @PokemonGoPodcast. Twitch.tv, which we're on right now. Well, you know what? That's kind of a dichotomy, right? Because technically, in this hot second, I am. But if you're listening to the podcast, I'm not. So it's both on and off at the same time. We are very quantum physics-y here. But it's Twitch.tv.
So it's Schrodinger's stream?
Yes. We're both live and not live at the same time. I like it. Pokemon Go podcast on Twitch.tv, 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights. The follow-up is on YouTube.com. Fortunately, you're going to have to search Giant Size Team Up or Pokemon Go Podcast to get that playback video. And please, while you're there, like and subscribe right there on YouTube. So that 1,000 is a lot to get to before we can get a name on there. And then if you like some merchandise, we're working on that. But if you'd like to get see what the other network or what our network has otherwise, which is Giant Size Team Up Network, that is tiny.cc/GSTU. When GSU is all caps. There.
I was about to say there's no sale going on, but then it finally popped up.
There's always a sale going 35%
on, man. 35% off.
So, yeah, and we're working on some new merch for this particular show over there as well. So we'll get that going. It's
I told you what tough. We should do. You just got to listen to me.
You have to tell me again because I've already forgotten.
Okay.
So I think I remember, but we'll talk about it. Off here. Joe, where can they find you? Talk about that Adventures, Inc. Not Adventures, Inc. Adventure
I'm
Zone.
I'm not talking about Adventures, Inc.
Adventure Zone. Because everybody's got to put Adventure Zone in their stupid DM stuff.
That is not what my podcast is going to be called. Shh.
Anyway, Adventures Ard.
You can find me personally at Joseph_Ard. But I have Assorted Geekdom, which will be launching a... D&D podcast. It's not going to be called Assorted Geekdom, though it will be run through Assorted Geekdom. I do have a name, which actually changed this last week, so hopefully it won't change again, but, you know
evolutions are what they are, man. You progress on and things happen.
So,
Do you have an Instagram of any kind?
The Assorted Geekdom has an Instagram.
Okay.
My brother's been posting to it lately, but it's
so I want to tag you when I use GSTU Media, which on Instagram at GSTU Media, we have
Assorted Geekdom on Instagram is there.
Good.
And my brother's been posting mostly D&D memes and some artwork that I've made. That's what he's been mostly posting.
And we're going to be tagging as we promote this show through GSTU Media. We'll be tagging you there as well. And you can find me. I'm at Rock Got a Pod on Twitter. Rock Got a Podcasting everywhere else, including Instagram. And it's a fun place to be. I've been posting a lot of I've been posting my world on Rock God of Podcasting on GSU Media. We post gaming things and fandom things and, of course, promotions for the shows across the network. And so you can check that out there. It's pretty awesome. Tune in. Well, you know what? I want to do something slightly
different.
Tune
in next time to hear Charles say.
Thanks, everybody who came out to Twitch. We got Alex Marcus 503, LEP, Fabian Mark 3, Kilted Pipe Guy, Lady Jasmine, Lasonimus 85, Megaxa, Zane Kyber, our wonderful and talented moderator, Nicole 0991, Just My 23 Cents, Civilian on Base. There's some names that didn't pop in that list. So I know we've had a lot of awesome people come out. Thanks for that. Then next week, tune in to hear Jose.
Bah! I didn't think of anything because I threw it to you.